Good evening,
Hello.
Everyone.
Good evening.
Okay. Welcome to Thursday Night Bible Study. Tonight, Tina's not going to be with us. So we're going to go ahead to our opening prayer with be Danny Everton.
I got it, Robert.
Okay.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to come into your house, Lord, to come together, Lord, and to just simply join our brothers and sisters, you know, friends and family, just to come together to study your word, Lord, to learn what you have for us today. Lord, we thank you for keeping us through the week so far, Lord, for bringing us to this point. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you did not bring us here to leave us. So, Lord, we realize, Lord, that whatever you have for us, Lord, that it is for us, and nothing can keep us from having what you have already ordained for us. So, Lord, we thank you that as we come together this evening, Lord, you'll pour out your word to us, Lord, that we might clearly understand your plan and your purpose and your will. And, Lord, we ask that you bless the speaker this time, Lord, that they may be able to clearly deliver that which you have given to them. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for once again another opportunity to come together. We ask you to bless everybody on the line, bless those that for one reason or another are unable to be on the line. Lord, but we thank you, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to provide for us. You continue to watch over us. You continue to keep us, Lord, in our time of need. And, Lord, in this and everything else, Lord, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dennis. Once again, I'd like to welcome everybody to Thursday Night Bible Study, where we're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. And tonight, our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We tell God thank you for another Thursday night that he'll allow us to come together. Thank you, Dennis, for the prayer. And we sure do miss Tina singing tonight. But look, we're going to go on anyhow. it must be that there's somebody need to hear some more about surviving, because the Lord wouldn't let me move to something else. So I'll you know, try to be obedient to him. So, the topic last week, so this would be part two of that, the key to surviving tough times. And scriptures is, the main scripture is going to be Hebrew 23 through 29, or you can read Hebrew from verse 1 to verse 40. Last week I shared with you that if tough times are inescapable, there are four things. They're inescapable. They can develop us in our spiritual walk. But with the wrong attitude, they can destroy us. But they are also survivable. And that's the part that we really want to focus on, the fact that even through tough times, we can survive. And the master key for surviving is faith. And if we start with Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And as I said that we have to know that substance means that something, that the tangible part of something that allow us to know that it's something real. So as we understand, faith is the substance that we have to have in order to believe there is an invisible God. because mm-hmm. in chapter verse 11, verse 6, it says that without faith, we cannot please God. Mm-hmm. And so the as believers, that is the number one goal that we have set for ourselves, is to please God. What the purpose of doing anything if it's not to please the Father? And because uh-huh. it doesn't matter whether you please other people or not, because our salvation is not hinged on that. It is hinged on whether we stay in the will of the Father. And if we have to believe the scripture where he said, if we believe that Jesus died on the cross for our and shed his blood for our sins, and that God raised him, he's God's son, and he raised him on the third day, and that his death, burial, and resurrection and the shedding of his blood paid the price for everything, every sin that we have been taken care of. If we can't start out believing John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his son, and then all the things that the son had to do, he done it, because when he hung on the cross, he said, it is finished. That's what faith is about, believing what the Bible say about the our walk, our relationship with the Father, and the many promises that he made. And, you know, I heard, and I believe that the one that was speaking it knew what they were talking about. They said there's 8,810 promises in the Bible. Now, except we can believe the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, then we can't walk with the Father. And if we can't walk with the Father, we are people without hope. But if we can believe the word, what we read, what we've heard, and by faith, which is like, it's not what you see with your natural eye, but it is faith is what we hope for, but we have to hope for it before we can see it. And as I said, substance is meaning that it's something tangible, that you know, so when we know that there is faith brings forth trust, and trust brings forth obedience, and when we stand on this, then whatever we the Lord is saying do, then we can in prayer connect with him and be able to do what it is that we're supposed to do, that we have a record in heaven that we please God. And if we go back to Hebrews 11, and it starts off with now faith. But when you go through there, you will find that it says now faith one time, and it says through faith four times, but it says by faith 15 times. That's just one book in the Bible that the things that happened, it was either through faith or by faith, and that hadn't changed. We still have to operate in that same vein, because only faith can help us to connect to the Father. We have to believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of those that that obey him. So I said, okay, whatever it is, Lord, that somebody didn't get, help me to be able to share the word that they might get what they need, because we all go through things, and it's dear. We may have different things, but my hard thing that I'm going through may be a lot of affliction to you. But to me, if it's hard, it's hard. The same thing to you, because I've said many times that I have lots of prayer requests that come in, but that person that's upset because a boyfriend changed their number and won't give them the new number, it's the same them. I have to treat it just like the call that I get that somebody just received the diagnosis for cancer. And that you can't understand that if you are not called to minister in the area of prayer. You know, like it's like you want to say, oh, well, you know, I ain't messing with that. But if it's upsetting to you, it's hard. And I have to look at it in the way that you are feeling it. You know, I have to walk with you just as hard for you to go through that as somebody that just got the cancer diagnosis, because it what affects you, it affects you. And we go through different things, and you might say, oh, that's crazy. No, it's not, because that one thing can pull that person into that dark place where they become oppressed until they may consider suicide. So whatever is bothering a person, that you have to take it just as serious as they do. And faith is the only thing that we all can connect to the Father with and believe that if he made us a promise that no matter what we're dealing with, he's going to be there with us. And that's part of the scriptures that you read. It's in Psalms 139, I believe it's verses 7 and 8. It says that if he, in the Messenger Bible, it said if he would, is there any place that I can go to avoid your spirit? And we know the answer to that is no.
Mm-hmm.
To be cut out of your sight, no, because he sees all, he knows all. Mm-hmm. If I climb to the sky, you're there. This is the Messenger Bible. I'm going to read it too from the King James. If I go underground, you're there. If I fly on morning wings to a far western horizon, you'll find me in a minute. You are already there waiting. That's Psalms 139 and 7:10. Now, this is what the scripture is saying about the Father. If, you know, wherever we go, whatever we are faced with, God is already with us, and he's already taking care of the situation. So, but what we have to do is believe it. If we read the word but don't believe the word, it doesn't profit us. It doesn't help us any at all. So we have to learn that. I'm going to read 7 through 10 in the King James. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? Verse 8. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Now, that's the word. But except you accept that, believe that, that's God's promise for his people, it will not benefit them at all. But for us to survive, we have to believe that whatever we're going through, no matter how tough it might seem or how bad it might be, that God is with us because he said so. And when we go over to Hebrews 13, 5, and 6, that we can read in where the words say, let me get to that, because I want us to read that and know that if God said it, we can believe it. 13, mm-hmm. 5, and 6, and he said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such thing as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And verse 6 says, so that we may boldly say, and I love this, that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Now, that the word is all right here for us. But we have to believe it, because if we don't operate in faith, fear will take over. And if fear takes over, then you will come to that place where you feel like there is no hope. Your situation is so bad, there's no way out. There is, if you go back and read Psalms 139, there is nothing. There is no place. There uh-huh. is nothing too hard. There's nothing that God leaves you to deal with by yourself. Wherever you are, whatever you are dealing with, whatever the situation might be, he's present. But the thing is, we have to believe it. And once we believe it, then we can begin to pray like we believe it. And then we can trust God as according to what the word has said. And when we trust him, then he will move, and because he has to fulfill his promise. If he said it, God cannot lie, and he has to do it. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, he said, trust in the Lord. Now, if we believe what we read, then we can trust the one that said it. And when we do that, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Our understanding comes from what we can see with our natural eyes. But as we have to believe in the invisible God, that he is present, that he meant what he said in the word, that he have not changed, and whatever he spoke, when we believe him and trust him, he will do it. Lean not unto thy own understanding. And verse 6 said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. But do you believe it? That's what faith is. Faith yes. is believing that what we're reading, it is God's word, and you can go over to the New Testament and the book of Timothy, and it say that it's all God breathed. God, you know, man wrote it, but God gave it to him. And yes. but as we have to believe that in order to be able to walk in it. And we have Moses as our example of what happens when you trust God. Now, we started off in, in Hebrews, chapter 11, and at verse 23, when it talks about Moses as a baby. And if you read the whole chapter, then you go to the book of Exodus, and you see the whole story. And you know Moses was the one that led the Israelites, God's people, out of Egypt, out of bondage, out of slavery. And he is our example of what happened when we trust God. And God did not let him down. Moses came through and was able to get the people, to help to where God wanted him to get them. And then because of his disobedience, which is what we are dealing with from the beginning with, because of the fall of Adam and Eve, because of their disobedience, sin came into the world. And it's sin that's pushing us. Without sin, we wouldn't need faith. But because sin is in the world, we have to walk in faith in order to get the promises that God had made to us, and not walk in fear, which will paralyze us. And so Moses is our example that we have. It's written, and it's also written what God will do if we trust him. I want to finish by asking your question. What's on your mind right this moment, right now? An errand that you need to run? A loved one that you're worried about? Or a stressful situation at your job? Perhaps you are preoccupied with something more profound, like feeling of hopelessness or doubt. Whatever you're facing, let's take a moment to calibrate and get our heart and mind on God.
Amen.
The only way we can make it through the tough times is not operating in what we see, but it's believing in what the words say. Now faith is the Amen. Substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So when we can trust God, when we can take him at his word, and not doubting, then everything we need is going to be taken care of. Whatever you are about to undertake, like it's maybe not something you're in yet, whatever you are about to undertake, God will be with you. Wherever you end up at, God will hold you close. He said He'll hold you in his hand.
Yes.
As you go about your day, your week, your month, your year, remind yourself of who you are and whose you are and who God is in you. The reminder can be as simple as relaxing and telling yourself you are in God's care. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath. Think about the word. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust God. And you will always be able to operate in faith and be a survivor no matter how tough the times get. God bless you. Turn it back to you.
Thank you, sis, for those encouraging words. Moving right along, I was 30 seconds tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're breaking
you
up.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello. I'm coming to you tonight with my 30 seconds. He made a way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We are here tonight because he made a way.
Amen.
We have clothes on our backs because he made a way. We're here at Bible study tonight because he made a way.
Mm-hmm.
We have somewhere to live because he made a way.
Mm-hmm.
He made a way, and we have cars because he made a way.
Mm-hmm.
We have lights in our house to see by at night because he
mm-hmm.
made a way. Lord, thank you for making a way.
All right. Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Okay, moving right along. Let's go ahead and open the line up for inputs and updates.
Yeah, this is Minister Josephine Johnson. I have a request. A sister of mine is taking another family member to a place to get some help, for treatment, and it's out of town. And she called me earlier, and the devil is attacking her on every hand. He's attacking her body. Blood sugar is out of whack, and blood pressure, and I mean, he's really attacking her because he's trying to stop it. But I know that it is the plan of God because this has been a long time coming, and God is using her to make this trip. So I'm asking you all that you all pray for her, that God will touch her body right now and heal her body, and that she will be able to take this family member down there and give them safe traveling and bring my sister Letha back with no health problems, no car trouble or anything. She's taking another family member down there out of town. So just pray for them and just lift them up. And I believe it's the work of God, and that's what it the devil attacking her body. And I was thinking about what Reverend Maddie said, you know, what was on your mind, you know, because I hadn't been long talked to her, just and been long got off the phone with her and, you know, prayed with and everything. So that's still on my mind. But I know that God is, you know, a healer and God can do anything but fail. So y'all, you know, keep them in prayer. Thank you.
God is able.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. No more inputs update. We'll move right into roll call.
Yes, I'd like to say something, Mr. Charles. I don't know how much everybody's aware of how things are going politically in this country right now, but we need to all be informed because we need to organize to resist what's going on, because a lot of people are going to be losing their Social Security checks. And I know there must be a number of us online now that probably is affected either directly or indirectly with our Social Security checks. And if you don't have a check coming in, and that's on your only source of income, there's a lot of suffering coming. So we need to be informed and be aware if there's something we can do to help resist what Trump and Musk are doing. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, moving right along. We'll go right into roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
There was 41 people on the line last week, and we thank God for each and every one going into roll call. Lee in Virginia, here. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willamay.
Here.
Dan and Juanita, Portia and Robert, Oli,
here,
Gloria,
here,
Reverend Matt,
here,
Pastor Burwell,
here,
Gracie,
here,
Sandra,
here.
Linda Hart.
Here.
Mari. Deborah Bradford. Barbara.
Here.
Linda. Deborah Jackson. Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Ken and Carolyn.
Hey.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn. Charlotte.
Here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you called Carolyn. I'm sorry. I missed it.
Thank you. Tangela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Tamar.
Here.
Ashanti.
Here.
Here.
Sam.
Here.
Tina Strong. Todd.
Here.
Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya. Miss Winnie.
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Winnie.
Yep, yeah.
Fran. Lisa,
here.
Evelyn C. Did I miss anyone?
Michelle, I have my adopted grandson here with me, Tay Tay.
Okay, Tay Tay. Okay, anyone else?
It's short. I called it last evening, but I'm here.
Okay, back to you, Uncle Rama.
All right, thank you. Okay. Before we turn it over to Pastor Burwell, next week opening prayer coming up is Dennis Jefferson again. And 32nd will be Sandra Mangum. All right? Turn it over to you, Pastor Ware, for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for another Bible study. We thank you for our teacher teaching us, God, on faith, trusting you, God. We thank you for everything that you have done this far and how you allow us to be here tonight, God, Lord, and be able to put these requests in the atmosphere, God, because we know that you are able to answer all requests, God. We thank you for keeping us saved, God, keeping our body healed, keeping our mind together, Lord. Oh, God, we want to do the right thing, God. You said trust in you with all our heart. You told us to lean not to our own understanding. You said in all thy ways acknowledge you. You will direct our paths. We trust you. We believe in you, God, that you will direct our paths. If any sin in our life, God, Lord, move it out, God. Strengthen us. Clean us up, Lord. Lord, and create in us a clean heart. And renew a right spirit, Jesus. We want to do the right thing. We want to follow you, God. And I thank you for what you've already done and what you're about to do for us, God. Lord, and I thank you, God, for another day, God, that you have made. You told us to rejoice and be glad in it, God. We thank you for a positive thinking, positive attitude today. Oh, God, we ask you to remember, God, our president request, God. Oh, God, the request for the president. That, Lord, give him wisdom, give him knowledge, God. Oh, God, and direct his path, God. Lord, we may not know what to do, but we bring it to you. We cast all our cares upon you because you know exactly what to do, God. Lord, I ask you to remember Josephine's request, God. Lord, move every obstacle out the way, God. Oh, God, that this family member will get the treatment that she need, God. He or she need, Lord. I know that you are able, God. You hold no good thing for those who walk upright, God. Oh, God, I know that you are able, God. Clear the way, God. Move the enemy out the way, Lord. God, that she can have a smooth and a safe trip, God. Lower that blood pressure, Lord. Heal that diabetes in the name of Jesus. You are bigger than diabetes, God. Oh, God, you are bigger than any problem that we may have, God. And I thank you for it in advance, God. Oh, God, you told us to lift you up, God. Oh, God, and you will draw all men unto you, God. And I thank you in advance, God, for anyone that has a financial need, God. Bless them, God. Help us to put our trust in you, God. Oh, God, and lead not to our understanding. Only you can do it, God. It's nothing too hard for you, God. You said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein, God. We thank you for keeping us, keeping our mind together. Help us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You said all these things shall be added to us, God. And I thank you in advance, God. Help us not to be weary in well-doing, God. You said we shall reap and we faint not, God. And I thank you, God. You said we shall mount up, God, like the wings of an eagle, God. And we shall run and not faint, God. Help us not to look back, God, and look at the resource, God, but look at our source, which is you, God. Oh, God, you said let not our heart be troubled. You told us to believe in you, God. We trust you tonight. We thank you for every time that we have Bible study, God. We thank you for our teacher. We thank you for everyone that's on the line, God. Encourage them and help them, God, to hold on and hold out to the end, God. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Bless our children in school, God. Oh, God, yes, bless God. Our teachers, yes, Lord. As they teach our children, Lord, we ask you to touch our kids, God. Let them go the right way, God. Oh, God, some believe, God. Lord, have a two-way street, God. But I ask you to right now to bless them, God. Lord, and send your conviction power upon them, God. Lord, and give them the right mind, God. Oh, God, we thank you for everything that you've done and what you're about to do. We thank you for your many healing power, God. You promised that we prosper and be in good health, God. Lord, we're looking for that tonight, God. Anyone that's hurting, God, Lord, I ask you to encourage them to hold on to you, God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. This Without you, we can't do nothing, God. We can't even walk, God, without you holding our hand, God.
Yes.
Without you touching us, God. We thank you right now, God.
Mm-hmm.
We rebuke the enemy, God. God, we pull down those strongholds, God, that in our life, God. Oh, God, we have free course, God, to serve you, God. We thank you this night, God. We thank you for everything, God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, God, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you. Amen.
We thank everyone for being on the line tonight, and we look forward to having all of you back next weekend. With that said, we're going to say good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.